Good evening, everybody. Tad bit late, but we're still going with the show. My name is Will Johnson. UniteAmericaFirst.com is the website. We are talking about the door. Someone left the door wide open. Let's talk about it. Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone. And thank you everybody for joining me. Again, my name is Will Johnson. UniteAmericaFirst.com is the website. We're going to talk about the open door, the gaping door that is wide open. And a lot of people saying, oh, the door is not open. There's no door that's open. When you have millions, it looks like millions at one time, at one point now, coming across the southern border. You can see right now there's thousands and thousands of people crossing the southern border, and the liberal media and the left, they're all trying to act like, well, they're just seeking asylum. When you look at it, 90% of it looks like men of the fighting age. 90%. 7% is probably children, and the other 3% probably women. And I say 7% children because a lot of these men are coming in the country with children that's not even theirs, but the Democrats don't even want to find out if the child belongs with this predator or not. They don't want to know. It's like they want to look the other way. It's like they really don't care. The door is wide open. It really is. And it's actually disgusting to see it actually taking place. So many people. And then there's these videos after video after video of these people living under sheets and just, you know, whatever they can find, cardboard, box. And in El Paso, the homeless that live in El Paso, they're literally having to fight with all of the people coming to the country that's not even an American citizen. These people, when they show up with the food trucks, the homeless like, okay, thank you, I have some food. But then the people that are not even American citizens shouldn't even be in the country in the first place. They're kicking the homeless to the curb, kicking them to the side, literally kicking them to the curb. And they're taking their food away from them. They said, this is for us, not you. This is the United States of America. Do me a favor, if you haven't already, please hit the thumbs up for this. Hit the thumbs up. Share this video. No matter how you are watching this, I would greatly appreciate it. Okay. Are we live?
Yep.
Okay. So I want to make sure. Before we get to this, I guess the major story, the major topic of tonight, I want to talk about this thing that's happening in California. And in California, they're wanting to pay Black people for reparations. Mind you, this was a state during that time that did not have slaves. They were anti-slave. California was anti-slave at the time. So they didn't have any. So who would have to pay? Well, Gruesome Newsom and the other Democrats have taken it upon themselves to try to push this whole reparations. Look, take it from me. As a Black man in America, there's not a single person that's alive today that was a slave. And when the Republicans actually did reparations for Black people, guess what the Democrats did? The Democrats reversed it. You know, the whole 40 acres and the mule? That's what that's about. The Republicans actually put in reparations for actual slaves after the Civil War. The Democrats reversed it and went to a federal judge and got the federal judge to say, nope, they can't do this. And would end up happening, anything that the Black people, the free Black people at the time received, the 40 acres and a mule, they had to give it to their previous slave owner. How repulsive is that? The Democrats were against Black people having reparations when it actually was reasonable. But today, the year 2023, no, no. These people just want money so they can go out and buy more chicken. Or buy some rims for their vehicle. Buy more alcohol and dope Not a single one of them were ever a slave. Not a single one. And there's not a single person alive today that owned any of the black people. Now, if you want to talk about slavery, the Democrats don't have an issue with pushing slavery today, because look at the southern border. That is the ring for slavery today. They're not even hiding it. But look at this video out of California where they're actually screaming. Now, last report I looked at, they were talking about it was $1.2 million per black person in the state of California. Now they're actually, now he's asking, saying, well, it's the year 2023, and to make it equal and to make it fair, it needs to be $200 million per black person. $200 million. Telling you, you give someone an inch, you give the woke left an inch, they'll take a mile. You give them a mile, they'll take a state. You give them a state, they'll take a country. You give them a country, they'll take a planet. You give them a planet, they'll take a universe. Just skip the galaxy. They'll just go full on universe. But listen to this.
The equivocal number from the 1860s for 40 acres today is $200 million for each and every African American.
Okay, so I'm wondering, because he said African American, I'm just wondering how many of these black people in this audience ever been to Africa? I'm just wondering. I'm not an African American. I'm not. I've never been to Africa. I would like to visit Africa. I really would. I would like to go see the pyramids. I really would. I would like to visit South Africa even. This beautiful country. I would like to visit, but I've never been to Africa. I am not an African American. I'm a black American, if you have to put something with it. But for the most part, I'm just American. I'm Will Johnson, and I am an American citizen. That's what it really comes down to. But he had to spin around trying to get everyone to applause for him. Oh, yeah, $200 million. Yeah, let's do it. Everyone's like, okay, yeah, dude. We're probably not going to even get the $1.2 million, but you wanted $200 million? Really? If Gruesome Newsom even thought about signing that, it would collapse the state. The state's already in disarray. How are you going to give $1.2 million to every single black person in the state? But they want their DNA to find out. That's what it comes down to. They're going to ask you for your DNA to see where your heritage comes from. Right?
You're not supposed to be afraid. You're not supposed to be afraid. You're just supposed to tell the truth. You're not supposed to be the gatekeepers. You're supposed to say what the people want and hear from
and give the people what they want. Hey, we're asking for $200 million, so just give us $200 million. No questions asked. And you know, part of the reason why they're asking for all of this money for the reparations in the state of California, because Joe Biden has been sending billions of dollars to Ukraine. Ukraine has never paid a single tax in American tax dollars, not a single penny. Am I wrong? I've never seen them pay any taxes here. I've never seen Ukraine send money to the United States of America. So since we've been sending billions of dollars to Ukraine, these people are going like, well, hey, what about us? I want $200 million. Just hand it out, you know, hand it out. Throw the money out there. Let's give it. Let's give it. Let's give it. And that's another way to collapse the economy. Reparations, really? How many of y'all know anybody that was a slave that actually deserves reparations? Will Johnson does not deserve reparations. There should be no reparations at all. None at all.
I know. I think you should move back to California.
You think I should move to California to get some reparations? I mean, come on. You know what?
But see, that's how it is. They're just completely greedy.
Yes,
it really has nothing to do with grievances that they really have. I mean, you can say you're a victim all day long. You can say, oh, I got fired because of someone else. But it may not, and that may not really be the case. That's just how you feel.
Right?
Because
right.
I know a lot of people that say they got fired because they were, you know, a certain color and it was 100% not true. But yeah, I see this as just a
But they always throw racism in there. They always throw racism in there.
Of course.
Okay. I can talk about the reparations all day, actually, because it's just really stupid. But let me talk about this. This is something that's really hitting home, and this is our southern border. The southern border, we're being invaded. There's literally an invasion taking place on our southern border. Mayorkas is saying that the border is secure. Keep that in mind. Mayorkas is saying that the border is secure when you see this. Remember that. Does this look like a secure border to you?
Take a look at this drone video also from El Paso. What you're going to see is another group of migrants who have crossed illegally, and they are not waiting for Border Patrol to take them. These become evaders and gotaways. They start walking down a dirt path in an effort to get further into the United States. You'll see they eventually walk near Interstate 10 in El Paso, but it's a couple dozen of them. They're not turning themselves in. They just want to get into the country. They have no interest in getting processed by Border Patrol, and border agents have been dealing with this in El Paso. So many of them are pulled off the front line dealing with these large groups. There aren't always agents on hand to apprehend these folks, and they sometimes become gotaways if they are not captured. And back out here live, the number of gotaways at our southern border is shooting through the roof. Border Patrol says last week alone there were more than 18,600 known gotaways at our border. That's almost 19,000 people who snuck into the United States successfully in a single week.
19,000 in a single week? 19,000. What does that look like? That's like a small army. Literally, it's like a small army in 1 week coming in. And of course, the Biden regime is not doing anything to stop it.
I mean, that's more than some of our American cities.
Yes, it is. 19,000 right? In 1 week. And my question is where are they all going to?
Right.
Where are they at right now?
Yeah, especially those people that just walked in the door like it's wide open, right? I mean, nobody's there to stop them. Nobody's there to get their name or see their ID or, as Mayorkas will promise you is happening, process these people. It's not happening.
No, it's not happening, especially when you see, you know, people just, you know, escaping from Border Patrol and making their way into the country. They're evading the Border Patrol agents, and the Border Patrol agents are so overwhelmed, they cannot track them all down. They can't stop them all from coming in. This is maddening to every level possible. We shouldn't even be having this conversation. We shouldn't be talking about the invasion that's taking place on our southern border, and the liberal left and the Democrats, they give every excuse under the sun why this is happening, other than the actual cause. They caused it with the NGOs, the Democrats, the leftists, the communists. They caused this. And why are they causing this? Because they want the United States of America to collapse. They don't want the United States of America to be a sovereign nation any longer. We're like hanging on, and so many people don't even recognize it.
Well, can we show the tweet by the border chief?
Do you have it?
Yep.
Okay, let's put it up on the screen.
So Raul Ortiz is bragging about the past 72 hours. They have had 26,000 apprehensions, 7,400 approximately gotaways, and so on. Look at this: marijuana, meth, cocaine, fentanyl. But let me go to.
So they said they apprehended 11 pounds of fentanyl, 5 pounds of heroin, right? And he's saying this is a great job.
Yeah, great work.
Great work over the weekend.
Look at this. This was last week, the 8th. He said two agents were assaulted, 54,000. This was May 8th. He posted this. May 6th. 54,000 apprehensions. But I want you to pay attention to this right here. Almost 19,000 gotaways. That's almost half of the apprehensions.
So that's what he was just saying in the report. 19,000 in 1 week got away.
So if all of this, they got all of this out of this 54,000, what did they not get out of this 19,000?
That 19,000 that got away,
look at this.
What did they have with them? What did they have when they were going? Coming into the country.
138 pounds of fentanyl.
That's crazy.
2,700 pounds of meth.
And so the Border Patrol chief is saying, look what we're doing, everybody. We did a great job here. We got it. We stopped all of this. Impressive work. Impressive work. Well, it would be more impressive if none of it was coming. That number should actually be a lot smaller because they're stopping it from coming into the country. But they're not really stopping it. And then when they get this much, and we're like, oh, great job. Look what we're doing.
Yeah, what's more impressive to me is that Governor Abbott actually created a tactical team of 545 men, soldiers, that are basically putting up wire fences and stuff to stop the people from coming in where you see people just walking in. More impressive when you stop the people, yeah, like you said.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if the federal government is going to try to sue Abbott for doing that, for preventing these people from just walking in. I'm just kind of curious because isn't it the same thing that they were doing in Arizona before Hobbs, that they were putting up, they put up those barriers to prevent people from just coming in, and then the federal government was suing them because they put up those barriers, and they said, well, you're putting them on private property. Well, the owners of that private property, they wanted it, but the federal government didn't care. They don't care about the truth. Just like they said that the Border Patrol agents were whipping the Haitians with the reins, which was totally false. When it come out to find out that it was false and they know it was false, they still didn't care. They said that they're still going after them.
They should have permission. And actually, Abbott got all the land that he's putting this fence on, he got permission by the owners of that property because they're sick of it too.
Yes, they are.
They want to stop it as well.
I've gone down to the border multiple times and talked to some of these owners, and they said, and they have their growing food, et cetera, et cetera. Mm. And they said, this is terrible. I can't take it any longer. They're destroying my crops. They're destroying my land. The filth, the trash that's there is unbelievable. Okay, let me change it up here a little bit. It's still pertaining to our southern border, right? But now we have an instance where y'all heard about the shooter in Dallas, right? Y'all heard about that, right? Have you heard about the instance of the guy behind the wheel of a vehicle and killing seven people and injuring eight others? And when they talk about the driver of that vehicle, they say, oh, it was just an accident. And the reason why they're saying it's an accident, because they don't want to say who the driver was. They don't want to acknowledge that the driver is probably part of MS-13 or the drug cartel. He's all tatted up. You can see it looks like it, right? I don't know anything about him, but other than he killed seven people. So why can't we say that this was car violence? Can we not say it's car violence? But they don't want to say that. Oh, this is just an accident. Well, listen to this report. Because they're talking about this horrible thing on MSSTD, but they don't mention the driver of the vehicle. At least I didn't hear it. Maybe you hear it. Let's play it. Listen.
Just coming in now, word of yet another tragedy unfolding at this hour in the state of Texas. These pictures coming in from Brownsville, Texas, the Associated Press reporting that seven people are dead and at least six are hurt after they were hit by a vehicle you see right there. We see a heavily damaged Range Rover SUV in these pictures. NBC's Kendall Anian is reporting that a senior law enforcement official says someone drove a vehicle into a group of immigrants at a Catholic charities facility in Brownsville. They believe this was, in fact, an intentional act. Our affiliate reporting, the driver was arrested for reckless driving. We are working to get more information this hour on this. But again, we have seven people reported dead after a vehicle ran into them, drove into them, it seems, intentionally this morning in the border city of Brownsville, Texas. We're going to bring you more information as we get it.
You hear that? Did you hear what she said at the end there, Shannon? It appears that he drove into them intentionally, but she did not mention one time the ethnicity of the driver, not a single time. Now, had he been white, straight, loving America, they would have had his picture all over the telly. They would have been saying, oh my goodness, look what's happening. These right wingers. Am I wrong?
Well,
am I wrong?
That was after it happened. What was it? Friday, right?
Right.
Today, they are reporting a different story because they don't want you to get it twisted. They don't want you to think that he was using the car as a way to hurt people. Now they are saying, if you want to look at the article that's on my screen, it says authorities believe the driver, George Alvarez of Brownsville, lost control after running a red light Sunday morning and plowed into a crowd outside a migrant center.
So now they're saying he lost control.
Yeah.
Right. And the only reason why they're saying that, because they're saying, oh, well, the right is saying, you know, car violence. And to try to prevent them from saying car violence, we'll just say that he lost control and it was just an accident. So one sentence, they're saying it looked like it was deliberate. The next, they're saying it was an accident, especially after everyone coming out talking about his, what he, you know, that he's
people of color.
Right. So then all of a sudden, it's just an accident. But again, had he been white, straight, love America, married with children, et cetera, it would have been white supremacy. That's exactly what it'd been, but it doesn't fit their narrative. So they have to change the narrative for everyone else to believe their narrative. Just like the shooter in Dallas. They're changing the narrative with the shooter in Dallas. If you look at him, he looked like he's part of MS-13. He looks like it. He's fit. He looks the part. He looks the part of the drug cartel. He looks the part. But they don't want to blame it on the drug cartel or MS-13. Why wouldn't they want to blame it on them? Don't you agree that the drug cartel and MS-13 are an extreme violent group? They're very extreme and violent. More so than the white supremacists they keep talking about. We know that the drug cartel and MS-13 are killing people on the southern border, but they keep telling everybody that it's white supremacy, and it's not. Before we get to that, I want to share something else with you. Joe Biden and the Biden crime family look like they're in big trouble, but Joe Biden runs to state media. He runs to the state media to try to, you know, tamper it down. To try to act like he's transparent with all of this, to make everyone believe that he wasn't lying from the get-go. Do split screen for me. Look at this. This is on MSSTD. Fox News was talking about it. And I want y'all to pay attention. Pay attention to her question to Joe Biden. You got to pay attention to her question. Listen.
Sir, there is something personal that's affecting you. Your son, while there's no ties to you.
Wait a minute. Did y'all hear that? Leave a split screen again. I want to make sure that y'all hear that. This is what you call state media. You know, state media is the media that works for the government, wherever it may be, like it was in Nazi Germany. They had state media, and the state media would only put out the information that they wanted people to know. But here in the United States of America, we have this thing called the free press, which I think, Shannon, you have an article talking about the free press with what the Biden regime has just recently done. Right. But listen to what she says one more time, everybody. And I won't stop it this time. But listen to what she says from the state media defending Joe Biden. They're like, oh, you had no connections with this. You had no ties with this. How does she know? Was she there doing the corruption? They need to haul her butt in as well. Listen.
Sir, there is something personal that's affecting you. Your son, while there's no ties to you, could be charged by your Department of Justice. How will that impact your presidency?
First of all, my son's done nothing wrong. I trust him. I have faith in him. And it impacts my presidency by making me feel proud of him.
Joe Biden says his son Hunter has done nothing wrong. He's proud of him as prosecutors close in on a possible indictment of the president's son after a 4-year investigation into his tax and gun violations.
Right. You can take it off the screen. His tax and gun violations, right? So that's what they're going after. They're just trying to go after, oh, he has a drug problem. And how many families do you know throughout the United States of America that their family members don't have a drug problem? Someone's always experiencing that. This is a personal matter. Why are you attacking my family? We have issues like other people. It's just a personal issue, drugs. And then, oh, a gun charge, oh, they can make that go away. It's bigger than that. And that's what they're trying to look at. And I talked about this briefly last night and been talking about it before. I don't want the Republicans to tell everyone, hey, we got this. We got the goods on everybody. We got the information. We got the Biden crime family doing all this criminal activity. We talk to whistleblowers. We talk to people who work directly with them. We talk to, you know, multiple sources about all of the criminal activity that the Biden crime family was involved in. Stop doing that. I can't stand that. Just pop it out there. Don't allow the enemy to know what you're going to do. Oh, but we're going to let everybody know Wednesday. So like last night, I did a short video and I'm just like, you know what? I'm just willing to bet. And I hope that I'm wrong. But since the Republicans say that they're going to be releasing information come this Wednesday about the Hunter, about the Biden crime family, some major event is going to take place. Something's going to take place somewhere. Something's going to go and they say, oh my goodness, what's going on? Look at this. Look at this squirrel. Oh my goodness. Look at Joe Biden. Oh, he did this. He did what? He did what? We knew he did this. We didn't know it was this bad squirrel. I'm telling you, that's exactly how it's going to play out. Now, I hope I'm wrong. I hope nothing happens. I hope they go ahead and finally get this information out and they show the American people how they all been duped. All been duped. Talking about Joe Biden, right? So all of this with the Biden crime family, he lied saying that he didn't know that Joe Biden or Hunter Biden, he didn't know about his business deals. It came out in emails already been released and stuff like that, that he literally lied. But his poll numbers are like in the dirt. They're saying that his numbers are worse than anybody ever set foot in the White House. The worst ever in history. But there's like 81 million people out there somewhere. You know what I'm talking about? There's like 81 million people out there somewhere. But his numbers are so low. How do you go above and beyond more than anybody else in the history of the nation? But now you're below the number more than anybody in the nation. Think about that. Look at this. This is on ABC. I'm telling you, the love affair with Joe Biden is over with. But they're still going to push him. They're still going to push him because they hate Trump more. Look at this from ABC. You can't make this stuff up, people.
This poll is just brutal for President Biden.
Absolutely, George. And you talked earlier about that record low approval rating for President Biden. It's actually 6 points down just since February. And the skepticism over his leadership extends deep inside his own party. Only 36% of Democrats think that their party should nominate Joe Biden for a second term. 58% say they would support someone else or prefer someone else. That's despite the fact that the entire DNC and most of the Democratic establishment has rallied behind President Biden. And you're seeing real weaknesses in the coalition that powered Joe Biden to the presidency back in 2020. Biden carried independents by 13 points against Donald Trump. He is now trailing Trump by 9 points among those same voters. He carried black voters by 75 points in 2020. Now he is up just 35. That may sound like a lot, but the fact of the matter.
Okay, let me stop it there. You see the number right there where they show like independents, right? And they show Biden 75. He had 75. And they show 35 now. Where's President Trump when it comes to independents and black people? I'm just asking the question. Where's President Trump on that? It's so bad that I'm willing to bet. So what's the math on that? 75 minus 35. What is the math on that? I'm willing to bet that number. Can we do the math on that? My producer's not doing the math on it. I'm going to do it.
What do you want?
75 minus 35 is, what is that?
50,
right? 75 minus 35?
Yeah.
50? You sure?
Or no, wait, 65.
No, that's 60.
Or 45. Sorry.
No, it's 40.
40.
I have to get my calculator out.
40. Yeah, that's terrible.
Look, I know. Right. I'm trying to think about all this. Okay. But anyway,
I'm trying to understand what your point is.
My point is President Trump is not on that list. And they purposely left President Trump off of there because I'm willing to bet that other 40%. If you put President Trump's name on there, it would show President Trump has 40% of the black vote right now supports, and Joe Biden is 35.
Oh, I agree.
They cannot show that. You cannot show that. A Republican president having more support from the black community than the Democrat? You cannot show that. That's the reason why. Now, come on. Come on, people. They put independents up there. They put black people up there, but they don't want to. And they're talking about Joe Biden, but they don't put it up there for President Trump.
And you know what's really sad is the fact that they won't even do a debate now with other people that are running on the Democrat side.
No, they're not going to. They're not going to. Right?
Because they only want Biden.
Yeah.
And his numbers are horrible. Well, I don't even get
it. They want Trump. They want Trump's America without Trump. And I've said that so many times. Just like this poll here. Look at this one here. This one is with the show that this is on NBC. This is on NBC. Right? It's on NBC. Look at these numbers here, everybody. This is terrifying the left. This is terrifying them. Why would they not want America to be prosperous again? Why would they not want America to be successful again? Why would they not want America to be protected again? Why would they not want America to be respected again? Why would they not want America to be on top again? Why would they not want America to be great again? Because they hate this country. They fear this, and this is part of the reason, this is part of the reason why they are going after President Trump. Like, President Trump is a terrible thing, the worst thing ever for America, and everyone is starting to realize that they got duped by going with Joe Biden.
Why do you think the public perception of the president's handling of the economy is so poor compared to the numbers you were citing?
Well, that's one poll, and I've seen other public opinion surveys that have indicated that there's a closer approximation between the actual reality of the incredible job that Biden has done with respect to the economy.
What has he done when it comes to the respect of the economy? Shannon, what has Joe Biden done that has actually been really beneficial to the economy of the United States of America? What has he done? I mean, because I know there's high gas prices, there's high food prices, right? Eggs and milk and stuff is starting to go back up. People are not paying attention, right? So what is he doing?
He's really trying to just shift the whole way America is running and doing business. He wants it to be more on green and get away from fossil fuels and stuff. But fossil fuels is how we make our money. It's our moneymaker. He's ruining our railroads. He's ruining our transportation system. I mean, it's going to be complete chaos. And then you have places, I can't even wait to see what's going to happen in New York, where they can't have any gas in any more buildings ever going forward.
You know what? You know what I can see happen.
That's going to be.
I can only woke liberals are going to want to move in to those locations with the electric stove, and then they're going to have a friend, right? A friend that still has a gas stove, and they're going to go over to their house and they're going to eat their food, and they say, "Man, why is your food so much better? I don't understand. Why is it? Why does your food have so much more flavor?" And then we say, you know what? You really should get, probably out of jealousy, the liberals will go, you know, you probably should get rid of that gas stove for the environment. And the stupid liberals go, yeah, I know it makes the food taste so much better. And it's just, but I probably should do it for the environment. Just being stupid the way they are. Talking about stupid. This event that took place in Dallas, it's completely stupid. And I mentioned it earlier. Why would they not say, point the finger at the cartel? Why would they not point the finger at MS-13? Is the liberal media and the Democrats all protecting the cartel and the MS-13? Are they all in cahoots together with our southern border crisis? They have to be. Because they never blame them for anything, but they're quick to blame white people, even when white people are not involved. This guy in Dallas, they're calling him a white supremacist. They really are. You can't make this stuff up. Listen to this.
In the wake of yet another mass shooting that left 9 people dead, including the gunman at a Texas mall Saturday, U.S. President Joe Biden has again urged Congress to pass gun control bills, posting on Twitter, quote, "Congress must send me a bill banning assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, enacting universal background checks, requiring safe storage, ending immunity for gun manufacturers. I will sign it immediately."
Do you see this? Y'all see this? He's saying that this needs to be done immediately, right? He's saying they must send him a bill. They must. Like, they don't have a choice. You have to do this. This is what you have to do.
They sent him a debt limit bill. Maybe we should say, hey, why don't you must sign this?
Yeah, right? But they're not going to, they don't want, you know, speaking of the debt limit, they're not going to do that because they want the country to collapse. That's the only reason why I think the debt limit is still the situation that it's in right now. Because they want it to collapse. Let's bring this one up. This one with Gruesome Newsom. Gruesome Newsom decides to say, "We have become a nation that is more focused on the right to kill than the right to live."
Now, he's regarding what happened in Dallas.
Yes, yes, he's talking about that. When, again, they don't want you to be able to protect yourselves. And again, he's not, they never focus on the criminal. They never focus on the criminal.
See, what irritates me is he says that he's referring to us, really, Republicans. He's saying they're more focused on the right to kill than the right to live. And I'm sitting here thinking, that's literally your whole agenda. Kamala is all about abortion. She's doing rallies across America, kill the unborn. And you're talking about, and most of these shooters have been with liberal tendencies.
Most of them?
All of them that I know of.
I mean, if you look at the last, I mean, I don't know any of them.
Four or five that we know of.
Not a single one of them has ever been an NRA member.
No.
Right? Not a single one of them has been a Christian.
And we still don't have the manifesto from the one in Nashville.
They won't release that one for some reason. No, but all of a sudden, they come out with all this information and data on this guy out of Dallas. And I don't necessarily believe it. I was talking to my producer about this earlier, and she brought up a good point. She's going, like, you know, I don't even believe any of this stuff because it looks like it could possibly be AI generated. How do we know it's not? How do we know? And I'm being straightforward here. Yeah. That I'm speculating. How do we know that they didn't go ahead and create some AI generated images and put it out there and say, look, this was what was on. You say it was on his Facebook?
Yeah. They say social media.
Okay. So they're not saying what social media, because I don't know Instagram or Facebook will have any of those images anywhere on social media. Did they go over to Gab? If it went over to Gab, they would say they went over to Gab. If it was on True Social, they would say they would go over True Social. Why are they not saying which social media platform is on? And I guarantee if you go look, try to go find his profile someplace,
they're taking
it down. So you cannot go verify that the lie that they're telling us is actually the truth or not. Imagine that. Okay, we are at the point right now. I want to say thank you to everyone. If you did bless us, thank you so much. If you haven't hit that share button, no matter how you're watching this, can you hit that share button right now?
We did get some Facebook stars.
Smash it. Okay, let's do split screen and let's say thank you to the people who blessed us.
So we have Ann, Donna, Michael, George, Mike, Cindy, Mike, again, yeah, and then Shelly.
Wow, thank you, Big Mike.
And Ruby and Rodney.
Well, thank you so much for the blessing. These are stars.
Yes.
Thank you so much for those Facebook stars. Anything on?
We did get a Rumble.
We did get a Rumble?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get ready to Rumble.
Mad Mim.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Okay, if you haven't already and you're on Rumble, please hit that thumbs up. Please hit the thumbs up. It makes a difference. Okay, let's do full screen and we're going to get ready to go over to exclusively now to Rumble. Please, if you haven't already, go to my Rumble page and create your free account. They've been spreading this rumor that Rumble's not free for you, but it is. Create your free account so you can hit the thumbs up on my video and subscribe to the channel on Rumble. And if you're on YouTube, thank you so much. God bless you for joining in. And on Facebook, thank you so much as well for hitting the share button. God bless you. For those of you that are not joining us, we'll see you tomorrow, 7 p.m. Central. We'll see you tomorrow. For everyone else that's going to come over to Rumble and join us on Rumble, see you there in about 30 seconds. So go now, go now, go now. You see it right there. The information is on the screen. Go now.
We're on Rumble now.
We're just on Rumble?
Yep.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, let's get to it. Let me go to this first one that we have here. And this is with Ruskin. This dude is a total idiot. And this is talking about the gun violence, right? And they want to disarm everybody. I want y'all to listen to what Ruskin says. And I don't know why he has this thing on his head. Is he going through some kind of therapy or something?
Yeah, he has cancer.
Okay. I mean, so, but his brain was affected before the cancer. So, you know,
he's expected.
I don't want anyone to go through anything okay. like that. Even if I consider them the enemy, you know, I truly don't. I'm being honest with you, but he still doesn't mean he's not stupid. I'm not going to give him any leniency for doing stupid stuff and saying stupid stuff. So listen to this.
Everybody in America who wants to stand up for constitutional democracy and freedom must recognize this as a moment of maximum emergency. Now, the good news, Jen, is the vast majority of Americans reject what Donald Trump and the Republican Party is now selling. The problem is that they have every anti-democratic trick in the book, beginning with the gerrymandering of congressional districts, the hijacking of the Supreme Court by preventing people like the current attorney general from even getting a hearing when he was nominated, when Merrick Garland was the chief of the D.C. circuit. We see it in the suppression of voting rights, the manipulation of the Electoral College, and so on. So
wait a minute. You hear this? He's talking about the manipulation of the Electoral College. They want to do away with the Electoral College. And again, this is such a tiring subject when they're talking about voting rights. Who in America that's an American citizen that has not broken the law, federal law, and gone to federal prison, what have you, can't vote? Who's suppressing votes? No one is suppressing votes. It's a total lie. They say it as if people are trying to fight for the right to vote. I'm a black man in America, and guess what? Ever since I became of the age to vote, 18, I've been able to vote. And I've exercised that right to vote every single election. Every single one. I've never missed one. Never missed one. I've exercised my right to vote. They're lying. And so they keep telling this lie, and they're getting people about, oh yeah, people are being oppressed. They're not being able to vote. And these same people that are saying that, I'm like, well, have you never been able to vote? No, I've been able to vote. So who's not being able to vote?
We have all of the anti-democratic institutions and practices that the Republican Party has mastered against the vast majority will. And the gun safety issue is a great case in study of this, because more than 90% of the people support a universal background check before violent criminals can get guns. And yet we're completely stymied by the GOP and the NRA's stranglehold over the political process. And that's the struggle that we're in today.
Did you hear what he said? Did you hear what he said? The last little piece right there. He talking about the criminal. Hold on, I got to play that part again because I want to make sure I say it right. Listen.
Great case in study of this, because more than 90% of the people support a universal background check before violent criminals can get guns.
Okay. He said majority of the people support, you can get off the screen, universal background checks before the criminal can get the gun. The criminal is not going to do a background check. It's only the law-abiding citizens I've never known anybody, and I'm not saying that people don't do it, but I've never known anybody to be able to go to a gun shop and buy a firearm. I think the only thing they could possibly be talking about, and they need to be clear about it, is that you can't go to your neighbor because your neighbor is deciding to sell all of his guns and just buy it from him. That's what they don't want you to be able to do. They don't want you to just be able to buy it from your neighbor, buy it from a third party. They want you to be able to go. In the state of California, if you purchase a firearm, to my understanding, if you purchase it from a friend or family member, they want you to be able to go to a gun shop and register it and everything else and then do the background check. But I think in Texas, you don't have to do that. But my point is, the criminal won't do either one of them. They don't care. The criminal's not going to ever do a background check. The criminal's going to be like, I'll just get them. And then the people that do get the vehicles and go through a background check, they still go out and commit a crime. Look what happened in Uvalde. That person went to and had thousands and thousands of dollars, and they're wondering, where did that money come from? He wouldn't purchase, and he was non-binary, right? He wouldn't purchase the weapons. He passed the background check. They don't care. The law-abiding citizen is the one who they want to penalize. That's who they're wanting to penalize here. And here, look at this one. The witches on The View, and you know, I save this for Rumble because I can't really share this on Facebook because they always penalize me for playing the witches on The View. Maybe because I call them the witches on The View. They remind me of that movie. Y'all ever see the movie Clash of the Titans? Right? And the witches, that was, some people said, well, they're oracles. Witches, oracles, they were witches, right? Witches. And they had that eye. The eye. That's exactly what The View, that's what they remind me of. They need a pot, you know, stirring the pot. And they go, the eye. Listen.
So we all have to remember that the head of the Proud Boys, his name is Enrique Tarrio. The Proud Boys is a white nationalist group. Look, being Hispanic or being black does not, or being anything, does not make you immune from being racist, from being radicalized, from being a white supremacist, from being evil, from being homicidal. And we are seeing it over and over again. There are people, you know, they don't see themselves as what they are.
Yeah. So wait a minute. You don't have, what's the whole purpose? What's the whole point of being white supremacy? Supremacist. What is the whole point? Isn't the whole thing of being a white supremacist mean that you're only for white people and not
people of color?
I mean, you know what it is? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter your complexion. You can be white, brown. No, women. You can be brown, black, yellow, green, and purple. They're going to blame it on white people. They're literally saying that everybody that commits a horrible crime, regardless of your complexion, is because of white people. That's exactly what she's saying. Is she not saying that? She just said it. It doesn't matter what you are.
You know what?
You're a white supremacist because you did a horrible crime. And they never acknowledged MS-13, BLM, the cartels, Trans Tifa, they never mention them when it comes to these horrific crimes. Oh, it's just white supremacy.
That's or exactly MAGA what I was going to say. They didn't call out the trans when it came to the Nashville shooting. She wasn't going, this is horrible. They're terrible. They're terrible people and blame. And then you had that one other trans that they stopped before she went and shot him up, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they are such hypocrites.
Yeah, 100% hypocrites. Okay, look at this. You can just do split screen on this. There's no video here. This is just an image. What you're seeing on your screen is not part of the Twilight Zone. This is actually happening in your world today. It has nothing to do with the Twilight Zone. I think we would be better off today in the Twilight Zone. This is your U.S. military, where they have these men supposed to be recruiting people for the U.S. military, and they're all dressing like females. Every last one of them dressing like females, and these are men supposedly trying to recruit personnel for the military, because the U.S. military, to my understanding, has been reported that it has the lowest recruiting numbers in American history, you know, because of the population. The lowest ever. And they're doing this and they think this is going to bring people to this. I mean, it's like, oh, what is a bright idea? We're not getting the numbers that we want. And they're not getting the numbers that they want because Joe Biden is an idiot. Who would want to join the military with an idiot at the helm? But then they say, well, we'll get some woke soldiers and we'll put a dress on them, put a skirt and say, hey, come join the military.
You can be with us.
No. Get it off the screen. Let me share this one with you. Now, last night on Facebook, I did just a short video, and I told people I will share this video with you today. You know, the Democrats, they're pushing pedophilia onto children, wokeism on the children. They're trying to convince children to be trans, right? Transition from what God intended you to be, transition to a demonic demon. That's what they're trying to do. And I have a clip that I want to share with you from MSSTD with the black guy there. His name is Michael Steele. There's only been one set of books that the Republicans have been wanting to prevent children from reading. Do you know what that book is? Do you know what those books are? Let's go back to full screen to me real quick. And I'm going to go right now to my phone, and I'm looking at the comments right now. And I'm looking in the comments. Do y'all know what those books are? Just yes or no. You can just say yes or no. You can say what you think the book is, right? There's only been one set of books, right, that they've been banning from schools. Now, I guess you could say two sets, right? There's been one with the CRT, but the other one, right? What's the other books? And it really hasn't. I don't think there's actually been books on CRT. There was just wanting to convince children, white kids, that they were oppressing black kids and black kids were oppressors. I don't think there was actually any books on it. Maybe there are some books. I know there's literature on it in the university level, but I don't think they actually had books on CRT. But maybe they did have some books, you know, coaching them to think that they were oppressed. But the main books, including the CRT, the main books that they've been trying to push from everybody is child pornography. That's been the main ones, because when the Republicans were saying, look, we don't want CRT in the schools, you know, they kind of fought back and they pushed back and they were calling them, you know, they called parents domestic terrorists and they tried to get the FBI to arrest these parents. But when they really got angry is when they started saying no to the child pornography books in the schools. Last time I looked, if you had a child pornography book, you would get arrested. Child porn, you would get arrested. Let's go back to this video here. This is Michael Steele, and I want y'all to listen to what he says about the books. Now, mind you, Republicans want to remove these perverted books, CRT, child pornography. They want to remove them. But listen to what he says.
Talk to me about Democrats, because Republican-led state legislatures like Texas, they're just like chewing it up and spitting it out. All right. They're passing unpopular stuff, anti-democratic bills. And where's the fight? No fight. It's not just the gun issue. It's transgender issues. It's the books that we read.
You hear this? He go books that we read. And he was almost kind of like hesitating to even say it. Is he reading a CRT book, or do you think he's reading a child pornography book? I mean, which one do you think he's reading?
It's the books that we read. Where's the fight from the Democrats to say, you know what, time out, we're not doing this?
The fight from the Democrats. We need more child pornography in the schools. We're not doing this. We need more child pornography in the schools. We need more child pornography in the schools. Okay, I think we have one more here, and I didn't set that up properly. Can you set that up for me? Set that up for me. You have to do it on the other machine. Look at that. Okay. I want to share one more thing before I bounce out of here. And let me look at some of these comments. And a lot of people go, yeah, it's the porn. It's the porn. AJ. Yep. AJ says the porn. People going, yes, it's evil issue. It's an evil issue. NBO. Yes, absolutely. MedStar, there's possibly hundreds in Florida being banned, mainly racial, gender, sexuality, inappropriate content. Yeah. You know, if you want to talk about, yeah, gender, all that crap, all is inappropriate. None of that should be accessible to children. If you're a sex perverted adult, I don't personally, child pornography shouldn't even be in these adult bookstores. It's child pornography. It used to be against the law. Right? It used to be against the law, but for some unknown reason, they're like all about putting it out there. Cindy says, nice to know he reached out. Yeah, you know what? That's exactly what I thought about. I'm like, wait a minute. This dude is actually saying that he's reading child pornography? What in the world is going on? What in the world is going on? Let me see. AJ says, why would Josh Dodger is... okay, blank. Okay, I'm not going to read that one. But because of child porn, I should... it should be a crime in my eyes. You know what? It used to be a crime for someone reading child pornography. It used to be a crime. Okay, that's good right there. Let me play this video here. Okay, I'm trying to squeeze this out here really quick because I'm running out of time. Look at this one. Look, it's really quick. I'm just play it and let y'all, you know, ponder on it. Listen.
If you're white, yes, you are racist. Even if you think you're woke, we all benefit from oppression. Pretending you're not racist only makes racism grow.
Wow. So you can be white and woke and it doesn't matter. You can be white and woke and it doesn't matter. You're still racist. So they blame white people for everything, and it's white people no matter what, you're racist. It's crazy. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please hit that thumbs up for me. Hit that thumbs up. Please hit the thumbs up. Let me tell you about something that I've recently found, and I'm encouraging everyone. Check it out. Check it out. Mammoth Nation. Mammoth Nation is a fast-growing conservative marketplace. What better way to stop supporting woke companies than to support businesses that support America and its people? Mammoth Nation is a membership-based online shopping platform that features American-owned and operated businesses while openly supporting America First candidates. Just to name a few items that you can take advantage of on the website: hotels, training gear, beef, wine, women fashion, men apparel, dog treats, gun accessories. Yeah, I'm telling y'all need to get up right now. I'm telling you, these gun accessories, you need to get up on it right now, and so much more. Visit mammothnation.com and use promo code WILL to get a 30% discount on your membership today. Or, I made it easy, click the link in the description below. Okay, everybody, thank you so much for being with me. God bless you. God bless America. Stay safe, stay strong, stay away from woke liberals that's doing everything wrong. We just talked about it. When our leaders start telling us that there's going to be a global food crisis, even here in the U.S., now it's time to act. My Patriot Supply is by far one of the best preparedness companies that you can use and rely on. Act now while supplies last, because you don't know when the shelves are going to be empty. This kit provides breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Go to preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Let me emphasize on that. Preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Do it today.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITE1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code Unites One, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code Unites One.